Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, Freedom 93.3 FM, WBFT. And that is Grazing in the Grass. Our new song, it's a smooth, when I listen to it on Saturday mornings, it's just is more smooth and mellow.
It's lovely.
You know, like Patty, I'm very mellow.
So mellow. Until you're not.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. It is like a switch, right?
It's like, whoop.
Woo. I know. It's really hard for me to keep my emotions in the lines.
10 feet. Stay back. Stay back. Warning, warning.
Well, last week's show, we had Sarah Barrett on from FWC, and she talked about the bears and how they kind of huff and puff. I forget the... She just said they have a huff signal or a huff something. And I thought, so do I.
She came and talked about the bears and the bees.
The bears and the bees. And then, well, the whole insemination thing was a little weird. But
whoa.
I really thought, oh, so when I stomp at Chris and I'm telling him to get away from me.
Christopher.
And he doesn't.
Well, then
so
it's time to drop. It's time to drop the people's elbow on old Chrissy boy. Let's say step out.
I am more bear-like than Christopher.
Have you seen School of Rock?
A long time ago.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Step out.
Yeah, if I did that, do you think Chris would even leave?
Oh, no, I think he'd egg you on even more.
No.
But just unknowingly.
I think people do that to me anyway. I think they egg me on to try and see and then be like, well, your reaction was so intense. You're the problem.
You are the problem.
So I'm going to use this as my therapy hour because we don't have a guest.
Hello, Patty. Fraser. Sit down on the couch, the proverbial radio couch.
Dude, we have one in here now that my new sofa control king. Room.
Sofa king.
The sofa king.
Yeah, sofa king.
Sofa king.
Yeah.
Wait, say that really.
It's a sofa king.
Yeah, but when you say it really loud, that's not what it sounds like.
That's the joke. She got it. Everyone, Patty got the joke.
I didn't know that. It's like when you call and ask for a mic.
Nah. Can't. That's a little too far. Mike.
No.
Mike online too.
Not, no. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, and we are going to talk about real estate today. Oh, shockingly.
Wow.
We intend to have community people on.
You'd think this was some sort of real estate program.
It is. It's anchored in real estate, but it's about life in Tallahassee.
Well, I think last week's guest definitely pertained to some aspect of the home ownership experience.
It does. And I had no idea bears climb fences. I'm still stunned.
I don't think anybody knows.
I mean, I think there's thousands of people calling Waste Pro this week.
They should.
Trying to get their dang... They're bears. I mean, nobody wants anything bad to happen to the bears.
Out of the millions of people that tune into this program every week,
we
need at least 1,000.
Can I tell you? The podcast is growing.
Is it blowing up?
I get updates from Blueberry.
Okay.
That's your
hosting site?
Right. That's the podcast hosting site. It's BLUBRRY, in case anybody wants to know how to host a podcast. Not, you know, I had to do it all by hand. I didn't have a coach at the time. And yeah, we're getting quite a few listeners to the podcast. I'm pretty excited.
That's awesome.
And Patty's Playhouse as Allison James Estates and Homes just joined the Tallahassee Chamber a couple weeks ago. And I went to a leads group. So and when you're part of the chamber, you get to network. That's being in the chamber.
You should come to the leads group that comes to the Central E.
Oh, well, no, because I go to the leads group that's at 7:30 in the morning across the street from my office.
That's
at
early.
The pod.
That is early.
And they said that they listened. You know, several of them said I had to listen to this show. I didn't know what it was.
Wow.
I was like, thank you. They listened on iTunes. So you have many ways to listen. You can listen on iTunes. You can listen off as a podcast, which all of the shows on Freedom 93.3 FM, which I think should be marketed more, by the way, should be that they are podcasted, that you can listen as a podcast.
You can.
Because I've noticed on the page, Freedom 93 and the Voice of Freedom Today's page, people don't realize there's a podcast. They don't realize it. So we need to remind folks, the listeners, that there is a podcast. And even you don't have to listen to the whole thing. You can just listen to Patty segments. Yeah.
Only Patty. Patty,
well,
Patty.
I do have a very unique voice.
Of course.
Vocal talents, we'll call it.
Jeez.
But you can podcast any of it. Terry Madigan, Finn, all of they're podcasted. So you don't have to be listening when we're on Saturday. We like it. I mean, it's great if you can listen to us when we're on. However, you can listen to the podcast. And mine is an iTunes, at iTunes. It's Patty's Playhouse, which is very exciting with my little face.
It gives a lot of different access points for people.
Well, to me, especially in real estate, you want it to be accessible. So I made it as accessible as possible. The goal is to get it on Google Play. It's supposed to be hosted at Google Play, but I can't figure out Google Play. For Google to be so simple in so many ways, I got nothing on that one. That's going to take me another month to figure out Google Play. Like, I have to write this whole, like editorial on what the show, I don't know. And it's supposed to be there, but I've never found it. I don't know. And then there's Stitcher. There's a whole bunch of different. You could actually, did you know you could post a podcast on Spotify now?
I did, actually. And SoundCloud.
And you have to submit it. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple approval process.
Very cool. Well, because I know the approval process to get onto iTunes was pretty lengthy.
It was 3 months.
Wow.
Can I tell you? It's free. I mean, I'm not charging anybody to subscribe, and I don't charge anybody to download or make comments. Please do. I mean, good, bad, or indifferent, I want to know. I don't care if it's one star. One star means one person is listening.
It's true.
I don't understand why people get all raptored up about that whole review thing.
Five star.
You can't learn if you don't have a star.
No. You can't.
You know, silence is deadly. Silence is deadly.
Yeah.
I need to know.
In many ways.
So we do sell houses. It's Scott and I and Becky and Karen. And then there's other folks in Allison James Estates and Homes that are not on the team, Purple Door team. And that's Jen and Brooke. And Allison James is a company that I brought into town. But there tend to be like Punta Gorda, Sarasota. There tend to be in more higher end luxury towns. So I had to do a little begging to bring them here, but it's a beautiful logo. And we're at 1020 East Park Avenue. It's my little office. And we do sell. And my tagline for selling real estate is delivering with urgency. I realized after many years of being a nurse and real estate and just a mom that people have increased anxiety when they don't know what's going on in their life.
Oh, for sure.
And I get increased anxiety when someone texts me and I can't respond.
The unknown is scary.
The unknown is scary, and it does create anxiety for people. And my goal has always been to deliver with urgency. So if you text me at 2, I had to learn how to put my phone on do not disturb because I would wake up and answer.
Right.
Because I don't want, if someone's thinking about it, if it's me, and it's not me, but if it was me, I would not be able to sleep. I wouldn't want to know the answer.
Right.
So I do most of my thinking at night, and so I answer the questions. And if you do text me at 850-656-0009, or my personal cell is 850-284-9321. That's where I get the text. If you text me, I'm going to answer you. So if you just randomly text me about an appraisal question, if I can't answer via text, I'm going to pick up the phone and call you. But I have to answer the questions. Because I think it's just wrong not to answer the phone. So we do deliver with urgency. We have a couple Facebook pages, at Purple Door Team, which is the big one, which is Patty Wilson. Scott has his own Facebook page. His is Contact Cowart, C-O-W-A-R-T, Cowart. We have Move to Tallahassee, which gives relocation information. First time home buyers. And what else do I have? Live, Love, Tallahassee. That's my favorite one. That's where I try to only put the positive stuff on Tallahassee. Because for a while there, it was just negative news about Tallahassee, and I thought we needed something a little bit more positive.
Oh, yeah. I love that group.
I like it. I mean, it's a group. It's not a page. It's not a business page. It's a group, and anybody can be on it. But I will block you if you start riffing on Tallahassee.
Don't be starting stuff.
Yeah, it's not about that. It's about
just love each
the
other?
Good stuff, like the senior center. And there's so many good aspects of Tallahassee that unless you do,
you just gotta seek them out.
It's a privileged seat to sit in right now.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I get to learn a lot more about Tallahassee than I ever knew as just a resident. So there's some fun stuff going on.
Just a simpleton.
Can I tell you? Gamble Way. The roundabouts are open and you can go from Railroad all the way to Jean Street, which I have a listing off of Still Court. Take you to Jackson Bluff. Easier.
Really?
It's open.
Wow.
I wonder where the red ribbon was.
Hmm.
Yep. FAMU's still being worked on, but it's really nice.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And it sides Railroad Square, the property of Railroad Square.
Okay.
So it sides it, so you can see the pretty warehouses. It's on that backside.
I know you're talking
And it opens up, and it takes you to all that side behind FAMU. It's really nice.
Interesting.
It's exciting that they're working on that part of town. Can I tell you? Because that's where the CRMA money should go. So on that note, emotions between the lines. I'll have to keep my mouth shut now. Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, Purple Door Team. After the break, we're going to talk about for sale by owners. Welcome back. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse. This is Wake Up Everybody. Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. To me, this is a Philly song. It's a great song.
I'm digging it.
Wake up everybody.
I just want to sing. It's my ringtone.
No more back to thinking. Time for thinking ahead.
And it is time to think ahead. Because it's almost January.
What?
It's almost January 2018.
Where is this year going?
I'm a big fan of even years.
Oh, me too. The odd years, I'm always like, eh.
I know.
Every time I write down the year, I'm like,
whatever.
Can we not, please?
Have an odd year.
96, baby.
This is such a great song. And it makes me happy.
I'm a child.
You are a child, but you'll be how old?
No. I'll be 22.
You'll be 22?
I'm a real boy now.
My baby's just, he'll be 22. When's your birthday?
26th
of
January.
Ah, James is January 7th.
Wow.
My baby.
Just
he
little,
is my baby.
Little bit.
And he is a baby. Sweet baby James is what I call him.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah. His birthday. He'll be one. He's going to be December 15th.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to talk about for
Wait,
sale.
You say
by
December 15th?
Yeah.
That's my dad's birthday.
Aw. It's sweet baby James.
It's his 50th.
Which is, you know, the James Taylor song. So we're going to talk about for sale by owner, which I have not done all year. And the reason why is because it kind of gets me emotional. Not because you can't sell your house for sale by owner. Not because you shouldn't sell your house for sale by owner. But because people, just like any other expert, try to lessen or reduce our value as real estate agents. And they don't think they respect our value. And that's where I get emotional.
That's not chill, bro.
It's not chill. Well, anybody can do anything they want. Like, you could perform your own surgery. You can put up your own fence. You can do it, but you have to do it the right way.
I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Never really thought about it like that. That is interesting, though. I mean, like, you wouldn't want to just walk up to a random person off the street and say, hey, let's do some open heart surgery.
Well, not
and,
that. I mean, well, I no, think but, I'm but like, listen, pop a zit.
But, well, listen, I mean, you won't
if you
want to
pop,
do...
If I pop somebody's zit and it's a deep zit and I'm a nurse, now I'm performing surgery. So I don't do that. Even though I love to pop zits, I don't do it because I'm a nurse and it would put me in a liability sense. So that's my thing about is liability. So you can't just, when I was a nurse and we were in the assisted living, like we weren't allowed to cut toenails because people could be diabetic and that could be realm as surgery. So there's liability, there's licensure, there's some things you can do and some things you can't. The state of Florida says you can sell your own home. They also say if you do sell your home, you have to still stay within the lines.
Are there
the lines or the statutes?
Are there states where
I don't know.
Can't sell your own
home? I have
home?
No idea. I have no clue. But I do know that even though you're selling your own home does not make you it does not free you of the liability of selling your own home. You still have to use a contract. You still have to stick with the rules of the contract. As appraisers, we get to read a lot of contracts that we have not written or have not drawn out. So the contracts, can I tell you? Some of the things. You have a for sale by owner. They write the contract date. The house is to close 2 weeks later. The appraisal hasn't even been ordered.
Oh, wow.
So I get the contract as the appraiser. And it's out of contract,
mm-hmm.
so I can't do anything.
Well, I mean, just this past year, sitting in and listening to the myriad of guests that you've brought in from so many mm-hmm. different facets of the home buying experience, the home selling experience, the actual living within the house experience. There's so many things that, you know, and I haven't owned my own home yet. And I,
you should. You
know, I know. I obviously will be it in some, hopefully in the near future, but mm-hmm. ultimately there's so many things that even myself wouldn't have even crossed my mind.
Me and those either. And those are the things that you can get in legal trouble. So, okay. I recently had an experience and I am going to have them call in. They're buyers. I'm going to have them call in. So this was not a for sale by owner, but this gives you an idea of if you don't know what you're doing, should you really be doing it? They are selling their home. They have an agent. The buyer is a real estate agent, but hasn't sold anything. So he's licensed. He wants the commission because he could receive it as part of the listing agreement. He's entitled to the commission. So he doesn't want his own agent. He wants to get the commission himself. He doesn't know what he's doing, mind you. He does something else during the day. So he wants to buy the home with a VA loan. VA has very specific rules and guidelines. He sticks to none of them. What should have been a 4-week turnaround turned out to be an 8-week turnaround. He ended up having to pay for the seller's hotel because they'd already moved out of their house. He had to pay a lot of stuff, hoping he could save his commission. Then, because he didn't know the rules and his lender didn't help, he didn't know the rules of the VA. You can't get cash back at closing. He expects all this commission. The VA says, no, you can't get that. So then they have to redo his paperwork because he got too much money and they had to buy down his loan.
Wow.
He didn't get the cash.
Well, I mean, Ron Byron, we had him in a couple weeks ago.
With University Lending.
Yeah, and that was just, I was shocked.
And that's a licensed person. So when I am the listing agent and I receive an offer as Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009, I receive the offer. I'm not only vetting the offer, I'm betting the person on the end of the offer, mm-hmm. the buyer. I want to know who their lender is, who the buyer is, how much money do they have? Is it a real mortgage broker? Is that mortgage broker licensed? I check that out now, which in the beginning of the year, I would never have checked. I checked, is their NMLS number active? Is their NMLS number, which is the mortgage lender's license number? Is it a real company? Because in the middle of the year, we found out there wasn't one. Wasn't a real company. Nope. And does the for sale by owner know to do that? So does the owner know? He gets an offer. He now has to take his house technically off the market. He probably hopes it isn't with an agent because then he doesn't want to pay commission. He's trying to save on both sides. He gets the buyer's offer. Does he know how to look up the buyer? Does he know how to vet the lender? Does he know that this thing is going to close? Does he know that the seller, once he accepts the offer, really doesn't have any cancellation opportunity?
I just feel like there's so much room to screw up. I mean, there's so
many. The seller is not
on
equal playing field. Let's go back to Jimbo. Jimbo's contract was to protect Jimbo, not to protect the school. The buyer, the for sale, the contract, the real estate contract in the state of Florida, as it is written, protects the buyer. Always the buyer has more leniency
right.
in a contract. It's not to protect the seller. It's to protect the buyer. It's to protect the consumer.
And I'm sure you can speak to this as well, but I'm sure there's many times where you stumble upon situations and things that you haven't actually dealt with before where you're scrambling. You know,
every day.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm saying, and I sell a lot of houses. So 75 homes a year times 7 is like 500 homes.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of homes. It's not a lot of donuts, but it is a lot of homes. We don't sell donuts. It is houses. So everything has its own nuances. And I don't have permission to talk about everything, but recently we had one with a septic tank, where the septic tank was not, even 23 years ago, wasn't even laid down the way septic should have been laid 23 years ago. Makes me think, did that previous owner, not this current owner, did he do it himself? Because it wasn't laid right. So how do you deal with that? How do you fix it? How do you get the code? How do you, without having to hire an attorney? So we tell people, if you're going to sell your house for sale by owner, have an attorney, like a Terry Madigan, somebody who can help you along the way, because you do need to protect yourself. A lot of the purpose of the realtor isn't the job of an attorney, but it is to kind of offset some of the liability. We carry errors and omissions insurance. The owner can't carry that. And if he's not an LLC, then he's completely left himself open to liability. I mean, him as the royal him. It could be a woman. So it says, like some myths are, will you walk away with more money in your pocket with a for sale by owner? You can't walk away twice with the same money. So if you're not giving up the commission, but you're selling at the market price, the buyer knows that. The buyer thinks they're going to get a deal. The seller thinks they're going to get a deal. And you have nobody in between. You got to negotiate your own stuff. When we appraise and we appraise something that's been open to the market, we're including that commission in that value. When you have a for sale by owner and there's no commission, is that the value? Is it minus the commission? So the appraiser has to analyze that and see, is it really marketed with the commission? And it's not on the open market. Well, how does that look? Because the purpose of the real estate agent is to sell your home. Right. But we have to sell it to other agents. So we create relationships. That's the purpose of the real estate board, to sell to other agents.
Right.
So that we can sell your house. Because we have to know people who might know someone. Who's my who? Who's the person out of the 21 million people in Florida that wants to buy your house? Right. One person.
Or the 320 million people across the United States.
Right. So we use the 2,000 people in the local board to help sell your house. If you're selling it for sale by owner on Zillow or Realtor, I don't know that Realtor.com does it, but on Zillow, which is the most popular one, you're only reaching the people who use Zillow. You're not reaching the people who use Realtor or Hotpads, or, and it doesn't syndicate. If you use, I'm done. Segment's over. I got to continue. This is For Sale by Owner, Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. On the other side of the break, we're going to finish that sentence. 850-656-0009. Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009. And we're talking real estate today with for sale by owners. Right? So if you do a for sale by owner.com, which is a website, and you put a for sale by owner sign in your front yard, which you're entitled to do, congratulations. And then you say, hey, my buddy, my friend, realtor, could you help me put it in the MLS for $500? Yes, the agent can help you, the realtor can help you, but it will not syndicate. So it won't go out to the other 3,000 other sites that we have because they're not permitted to. One of the questions in the board is there a for sale by owner sign in the house? And people like me, ha, 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 will drive around and look and report it back to the board and make it remove off syndication because it's not fair. So I don't mind playing within my rules. I play within the rules, period. So if there's a sign in the yard that says for sale by owner and a real estate sign, which can happen, that's going to be taken off syndication.
It's a no-no.
It's a no-no. Well, it's not fair. It's not fair to the agents that pay into the board.
Well, yeah, and you can say whatever you want about rules and regulations and agree with them or disagree with them, but if they exist, you
There's
should
a
do
reason.
With everything in your power.
There's a reason.
Of course. It's,
okay, we'll go back to codes. So you put your house up for sale by owner. You don't know. You probably didn't get a home inspection, which is a no-no. You don't know. And now you can't get out of your contract. You don't have an agent to help negotiate for you. You find out that the roof's bad, the septic's bad, the electrical's bad, and you wrote a contract that's warranted, which means the seller has to fix the peaches, plumbing, electrical appliances, cooling, heating, septic, sprinkler system. The seller may not even have the money to close. And guess what? Doesn't matter. Buyer wants a house.
Wow.
Buyer signed a contract. You signed a contract. Doesn't matter if you're for sale by owner. Because who do you think the judge is going to... side to the buyers. Almost 99.9% of the time.
That's incredible.
Because
consumer.
The contract's there to protect the consumer.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. Well, I mean, I think it's... I think.
And I'm not an attorney.
I think it's a good thing. Because at the end of the day, if you, as the person who is selling your product, or not necessarily product, but your asset... you should want to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, and make sure that you have
what you pay for.
Right.
It doesn't matter if I'm putting up wallpaper. We talked to another customer about putting up wallpaper. I'm like, was this professionally put up?
Right.
Or is it Walmart? And yeah. It wasn't their wallpaper. It was on when they bought the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, because if it's Walmart, I can peel it off but now. Yeah. If it's professional, it's not coming off.
Mm-hmm.
So who did it? How was it done? And was it done the right way? Because the consumer must be protected. You can't just buy a house now that's like willy-nilly. Code prevents that.
Right. And I mean, and you and I talked about in the earlier segment how we, you know, if you get a text in the middle of the night that you respond
right.
because you don't want that, you know, that weight or that
I want to be able to
anxiety.
Find the answer.
I think that it is so prudent to pay that extra amount of money to get that peace of mind.
How
at
much,
least in my
how much
opinion.
Does an attorney charge an hour? Don't you have attorneys in your family?
No.
Okay, let's pretend it's $250 an hour. Yeah. $250 an hour.
Okay.
So the average commission, the average house is $175. Say 3% commission. Give me that. That's like $6,000.
Yeah.
That's like 20 hours of an attorney time.
Mm-hmm.
I work far more than 20 hours per sale on the house.
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely. And that's both sides.
Oh, yeah.
So the commission split, you know, the buyer side, the seller mm-hmm. side. So on my side alone, I work more than 20 hours on a house.
Oh, most
there's
definitely.
No, no way.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm worth $200 an hour, but I'm saying I'm worth that $3,000 for sure.
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely. Because if you don't have, say it's not done, say your house isn't a code, and now the buyer can't get insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The buyer can walk, and now the seller must disclose.
Right.
So even if he's a for sale by owner, he must disclose.
Mm-hmm.
The lawsuit on non-disclosure, remember when Pat Frank was here with... was massive.
Huge.
Pat Frank from Frank and Rice. It's a massive liability. So if you are going to do for sale by owner, and I have talked to my customers before, people that I knew and didn't, like, dude, you can sell this house for sale by owner easy because it was in great shape. It was well priced. It's beautiful. You can sell it. He's like, I don't want to.
Right.
Or I want to. Either way, here, let me help. Let me be nice to you and help the consumer on the other side.
That's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, though.
It is.
Because a lot of people...
I help. I'm a
helper.
A
lot of people would take advantage of a situation and just say, regardless, no. I'm going
to
sell your house.
I want to do what's best for that person, but I also want them to know that they probably should be prepared budget-wise to pay the buyer's agent. Because, again, the buyer's bringing probably an agent. You should have somebody in between.
Right. And you have to.
You don't have to,
But I mean, come on. It's
NAR says there's only like 3% for sale by owners right now, but I'm noticing, which is why I brought it up, was I get an alert every time there's a for sale by owner on my phone. Mm-hmm. I get an alert,
wow.
And I'm like, dang, there's a lot coming on right now. So the value of the agent isn't being presented. I don't know why. But it's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse. I'm with Allison James, Estates and Home. My number is 850-656-0009. If you want to text me, it's 850-284-9321. I got numerous websites, purpledoorteam.com, Tallahassee Top Agent. But the easiest way to find me is Facebook. And people do message me, and I do look. We have Tallahassee Homes for Rent. That are you considering just renting for a while? Like, you just moved here. Like, if I were Willie Taggart, I would want to rent.
Right.
It would be really hard to rent that size home, probably in a lifestyle he wants. That's a challenge in Tallahassee to find a rental, period, let alone in a...
You think Gina would be willing to sell?
Tallahassee, right? I was thinking about that.
Oh,
he had a really cute house. It was a very cute roof line. I really liked his house.
Where did he live?
Golden Eagle on Shoal Creek.
He still lived in Golden Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, she moved. She moved to Ox Bottom.
Hmm.
So I think she's still here. I don't know. I'm not as much of a stalker to that kind of stuff as I am, but in Tallahassee now.
Tallahassee.
Think the Mad Social. That they really do, as I always say, really, I got to cut that out. I would want to rent before I would buy, just to give myself an idea of where I would want to live.
Oh, for sure.
Just because people say this is where you want to be doesn't mean that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
It needs to fit
what
cubicle people.
Not what the masses want.
Because I think there's some really cool areas
that
aren't in. I mean, he could afford private school for his kids or whatever he wants.
Definitely.
He can live wherever he wants.
Oh, yeah.
But I would live here for a little bit, a couple months, kind of hang, see what my traffic's like as I'm leaving. Imagine, well, if you're leaving, what time do they leave the coach? Like 4 o'clock in the morning, get to the...
Yeah, they have early practice.
I remember watching that on Showtime. Jimbo was always living in the dark.
Yep.
I mean, you want to know.
It's like me and Coach Taggart are the only ones driving. I mean, Junior.
And then you have to think on their for sale by owner sign. You have to show your home. So if somebody calls and it's a consumer and they want to see your house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not available. Who's going to show your house? And if you don't leave your house open to see, nobody can buy it. You're reducing the number of people available. So you took it from 21 million in Florida to how many people are in Tallahassee? 200,000. And you only want to show it and it's dark out at 4:30. From 4:30 to 10 here, 4:30 to 9. So you can only show it on weekends. What are you going to do? How many people can show your house? So you've really limited yourself to save an apparent $3,000. That's on the medium home. If you're talking about $300,000, you know, it's a little bit more. It's what, $18,000. So it's $9,000 on each side. I don't know. It's just something to think about. The liability to me, reducing my own liability is, I'm very risk averse.
Oh, for sure. Because I think a lot of people don't understand just in their layman's
perspective. Well, because I stay in the lines. Well, I am rules.
A lot of people don't understand in their layman's perspective just how serious some of these violations of these contracts of real estate law in this state and in the country in general can be. I mean, there's can be jail time attached, fraudulent charge. It's unbelievable.
Let's pretend you're showing your own home and someone falls.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've opened up liability.
Yep.
To that person falling in your house. You're selling your own home and you have a trampoline net or a diving board that no one knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So now they want to use your insurance company. So your buyer, new buyer, wants to use your insurance company. Now your insurance company knows that you have a diving board that you didn't report. Guess right. Who's getting their insurance canceled?
You.
So there's a lot of little things that people don't think because it's never happened to them. They think it will never happen to them. But you don't, if you just started reading for sale by owner court cases, just Google it. For sale by owner court cases, it will scare the living daylights out of you. Especially, I don't know other states. I'm not licensed in other states. But Florida is very, very buyer friendly and not seller friendly. The contract isn't written for the seller. It's written for the buyer. So that's for sale by owners. You can do it. But my suggestion is do it. Price it well. Price to allow for a buyer's agent, you got to have a buffer, market it well, declutter. Because even if it's a for sale by owner, guess what? It's still not your house. It's on the market.
Right.
You don't want it to look like Ross's. You want it to look like, you know, a Better Dillard's or a Nordstrom's. Take your stuff down, neutralize your home, allow the buyer to view it, and go from there. I mean, there's even questions now about just not for sale by owners, but Christmas stuff. You know, when you decorate for Christmas, your house is for sale. Should you decorate? Should you not decorate?
Interesting.
Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. On the other side of the break, we're going to have Garnet and Gold. 850-656-0009.
What good can drinking do? What good can drinking do? Drink all night, next day I feel blue. Well, there's a glass on the table, say it's gonna
Welcome
ease
back.
My pain.
It's Patty Wilson with Patty's Playhouse, and this is our Garnet and Gold segment where we talk about Garnet is wine, Angus is gonna do the wine, and Patty's gonna do the beer.
The brew.
So if you look at the little logo I had made, the A in the Garnet, it looks like a wine glass. And the O looks like a beer mug. It's super cute.
You're so creative.
I'm a delegator.
I'm a delegator.
Hence, for sale by owner, you know, delegate what you don't know.
Exactly.
And I delegate. I did it myself first, but this looks much better, you know, because I was so excited. I wanted to try it.
I feel like a lot of people do that, the whole for sale by owner thing, or in general in life when they go and they try and do things that they have absolutely no experience. It's out of a it's out of a stupid pride, you know, and it's like, how much is your pride really worth? Like,
well,
seriously?
Not only that, people are trying to save money. I mean, you got to hand it to them. People do think they know. You got it. It's understandable. You know, the average person sells 3 homes in their lifetime. You hear consumers all the time say, I've bought and sold 25 homes. Well, that's easily looked up. So no, you don't. Nobody's doing that. Very few people, if they travel, if they have a job like GE or Verizon or something, they're moving around a lot, or they're military, they're moving around. The average person, especially in Tallahassee, is here over 5 years in the same house. statistically factual. So even if you move around a lot, you're still not selling your own home a lot.
Yeah.
If you're moving around a lot, say you're 50 years old and you bought and sold 15 homes, you haven't had that much equity.
Right.
So all of that, you can't save on both sides. You want to save on the commission, but you don't want to negotiate the price. A lot of consumers, when they're looking at for sale by owners, because I do show for sale by owners on a regular basis because I need to know the market, then guess what? That works. But you can't save both sides. You can't price higher than the market and then say you're not going to pay commission and your house won't appraise. It's just not going to. It just won't work because I am an appraiser, RD6627. Anyhow, let's go Garnet Gold. That was funny. It was a funny little line there. You go ahead. You go your Garnet.
All right. Well, this week, similar to last week's review, I'm going to do another Cabernet Sauvignon. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love saying Sauvignon. Sauvignon. How French do I sound?
You sound very French.
So this is the company that makes, or the vineyard that makes this specific Cabernet Sauvignon. Is the Federalist. So they make a plethora of different types of wine. They have a Chardonnay, they have a Zinfandel. They also do a bourbon barrel aged Zinfandel, which I have had the pleasure of trying, and it is very, very nice. But this specific Cabernet Sauvignon, it's aged 15 months in 35% new oak. It has an alcohol percentage of around 15%, which is actually pretty high for the...
I can't whistle, but that's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. So it has, because ultimately, at the end of the day, they're even though they may call a specific wine a Pinot Noir or a Cabernet Sauvignon or a Merlot, there still is a different grapes that are involved in the process of making that. So this one is a mixture of Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petite Syrah, which is a very, very deep Argentinian grape. Love that one. So this one is very, very nice compared to last week's, where that was a bit more of a lighter Cabernet Sauvignon. This is definitely a bit heavier.
Yeah, can't be doing that.
Yeah, so you definitely want to prepare for a hangover if you drink too much of it.
Isn't that because of the nitrates
in it? It is, yeah. So we, interestingly enough, down at the Central E, we have the Federalist Cabernet Sauvignon, but we have it on tap. We have wine on tap down there, which is really, really cool. It adds a different dynamic to the preserving process of the wine itself.
It does.
Yeah, it's able to stay longer when they're in the half keg, so you get a more fresh, more bold flavor, as well as the aroma of this specific wine is absolutely wonderful.
What do you drink it with? I mean, what do you eat with it? Hair.
Well, so something that I do on a regular basis is I go and do a glass of the Federalist Cabernet Sauvignon and the tavola plate that we have, or the tavola board, the meat and cheese with the prosciutto and the mozzarella.
What was that liquid thing that we had?
We don't have to talk about it.
Do they still serve it?
No, that was for a special cheese day.
Oh my God, it was awful. But the food is great, man. Ooh, could you have it with the buffalo chicken pizza?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't even give you the word.
It was so good.
I've never had buffalo chicken pizza until Angus brought me some couple weeks ago. It was delish.
So good.
It was still absolutely delicious.
So what do you got for us?
Deep Brewing fascinates me. Deep Brewing fascinates me because where it's located, right off of Centerville Road on Cathay.
Cathay.
You see their little sign there? And they... I'm going to have to go drink their board. It just fascinates me, the names of them. But we're going to do McGowan's Irish Red Ale. So it's kind of a Garnet Gold Red. But I loved it because I do like Yingling. And it's not like, it's kind of that weight of a beer, but it doesn't give me a headache. So McGowan's Irish Red, which is at McGowan's Hops and Grapes. They made it for them. It's delish. I mean, it is delicious. I drink for taste. I don't drink to get drunk or because I don't like, obviously, being out of control.
Right.
Other than, you know.
No, when people
insult my craft, then, and it is a craft. Selling's a craft. So that's when I kind of get out of control. But the McGowan's is really, really good. I mean, it is just, it's a good sipping beer. I mean, you could drink it a cold day, a hot day with whatever food. It's pretty. However they did it, I don't know how they do it. It's pretty. But I do like the deep brewing. So we're doing our Garnet Gold. This is Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, where we like to review the establishments in the area, kind of get a feel for what's, you know, some jewels out there. And I think deep brewing is a jewel. I mean, they have some very cool stuff. They have a cool website. They have a very cool logo, and I'm always about the logo. But they have a tasting room. It's open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which I will be exploring this weekend, I think. I do. I love that. And I love where my daughter, Molly, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, she lives out Finger Lakes. So in Ithaca, outside of Ithaca, there's a lot of wine. And then the wine winery will also have a beer side. So you can get a flight of beers and have a wine tasting at the same time.
Interesting. That's very cool.
It's very cool. It's very cool. And they'll be in the same building for the taste. But you can go and do that. And I think their beer sides of these wineries are actually getting even more and more popular, where you can have like the coffee tasting beer or the chocolate tasting beer, which I love, 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 love.
The milk stout or the chocolate stout.
No, it just has, it doesn't even taste chocolatey. People are like, ew, that's chocolate. But it's not. It just gives it a different weight and body, but it's not hoppy.
Right, right. I mean, it's not like you're eating a chocolate bar while you're drinking it, but that prevailing, taste that is left, or the aroma that you get from the drink itself actually is very similar to
the wine.
Yes,
and you do smell it.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it. You know it.
I know, but I think it's fun to go out, and I love how Tallahassee is getting these little jewel spots all around. Not just, I mean, Deep Brewing is out on Centerville.
Right.
Which is, that's where the Tallahassee Ballet used to be. I mean, that's just a different location.
Yeah.
Not on the Gaines Street side. So yeah. I love that you're finding these little jewels in Tallahassee that give it a different flavor, so to speak, and as people, we talk about Garnet Gold.
And people in Tallahassee, and, I've only lived in a couple places in my life, but more than anywhere I've lived, it feels like they're the sense of community in terms of wanting to support these local
shop
businesses.
Shop local, listen
it's
local.
It's big. It's a big deal.
I think it is a big deal.
And I think people are very intentional about it, too. And,
people,
and you can feel
when you
it.
Open a restaurant, and you would know, what you say, your dad was in restaurant, right? When you
I've
open
worked
a restaurant,
in many restaurants.
You put your soul into a restaurant.
It's hard
and
work.
Hope that somebody likes what you're cooking.
More than 50% of the small business restaurants that
people,
open close within a year.
Literally, I saw on the Mad Social, because I tweet a lot. You don't want to know my Twitter handle. But you watch other people, and there's a Yelp. You have to respond to a Yelp to a guy who's never really been in your restaurant. And that's what happened on the Madison Social site. He'd never been there. He just was like, you guys are douches or whatever. I'm like, what? So then it reduced. Why? It's like these bots that are buying up tickets and buy up.
Right.
You know, little
Twitter accounts.
Yeah. They bought you and you have the answer to that. And then there's some people that only like Yelpify if they go to a 5-star. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You want your own experience. You want to support local.
You have to.
You have to. And I love that in Tallahassee, that there's so much local flavor like that's been around forever. And we talk about it. Croix de Gras. I love Croix de Gras, you know. I mean, I love that. I love them. I love the owners, but I love the place. What else? I love going. Mad Social. During that game, it was my first time at Madison Social. So much fun. And it was just, it's cool. Soto. Central E. What
Township,
else?
Proof,
I want to. We need to go to a whiskey
Brass
place.
Tap.
Is where we need to go. Brass
cool
Tap.
Places.
Brass Tap has some, needs to get a little bit more servers. But other than that, the beer is excellent. Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, thanks for listening. We're on iTunes as Patty's Playhouse. Freedom 93.3 FM, WVFT, 850-656-0009.